winning, 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 winning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. This is episode 516 of the Two Dumb Yinzers. Good morning, guys. We got Mike in the Steeler Mobile studio. He is the saltiest cracker of them all.
Am I cracker of the day?
Well, we got to work on that. You don't just get cracker of the day. You have to earn cracker of the day.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Derpy, how you doing today, man?
I'm feeling great. Better than Deontay Johnson.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about today, guys. Of course, some big things have happened since the last time we talked. We talked yesterday, and we had just acquired our new quarterback. We talked a little bit about our new punter. But some things that certainly happened between then and now, can't wait to get into. Start off with, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers have announced who their first draft pick in the 2024 draft is going to be by their actions yesterday. I don't think it's going to be anybody other than either Jackson Powers Johnson or Zach Frazier. Guys, they went after some positions and they're doing some things right now that makes me think that that center position is going to be what they go after first, which I'm excited about. They should definitely at number 20 be able to get one of those two guys. Those are the two that they're super interested in. Again, Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon and Zach Frazier out of West Virginia. Also, everybody, Pittsburgh has named their new queen. That's right, Patrick Queen, baby. The Ravens, Baltimore Ravens, our arch rival, our hated rival, we snag their top linebacker out of free agency yesterday. We're going to talk more about that. Finally, Deontay Johnson, as Derpy said at the top of the show, gets traded off to Carolina. And there's reports that they've seen his airplane taking off this morning. They knew it was his because it started to fly backwards first, and then it took off towards Carolina. So there you have it, everybody. We got a lot to talk about today, a lot of free agency, a lot of needs a few needs that the Steelers still have, a few areas that we think that they're going to go to get those needs. We have other news from around the league, some other Pittsburgh sports. But, guys, the big story of the day, Omar Khan has done it again. And it's only day two. And today, right now at 4 o'clock this afternoon is going to be the official start of free agency. So if it's any indication how this year's free agency is going to go, take a look at day one and day two. And I think we're going to see more action. And again, we'll get into more of that in just a moment. How are you doing this morning, Mike?
Doing great, man. A lot going on here in Pittsburgh. Oh my God.
I love it.
Sweet. It's,
you know, Mike, remember basically all of our lives, whenever everybody's getting all these good players and they're trading around and we're sitting here in our ownership and our general managers are sitting there going, well, we're happy with our team. We're happy with what we have. We're going to work with what we have. Guys, we're not in that. We're not in the time of building your team through the draft anymore. The league moves too fast.
Yeah.
You have to utilize free agency. And, you know, and you're seeing that now.
Yep.
Derpy, what do you think of how things are playing out so far?
I think this is the craziest offseason ever I've seen in a while.
I couldn't agree more, Mike. Yeah,
not just for the Steelers, but for the whole NFL.
Absolutely.
Like like we kind of talked about yesterday, you're seeing Saquon go from Giants to the Eagles, and you got Patrick Queen coming to the Steelers, Geno Stone going to the Bengals. There a lot of people are, you know, crossing the rivalries up, and you never used to see that. Now you are. Quarterback market, you know, you thought would be down, but my God, some of these deals were out of control. The market for offensive linemen and defensive linemen, it has been nuts. We really haven't seen the moves in what cornerbacks and wide receivers. Usually those are the big money groups. There's still a lot of guys available in that area too. It's a strange, wild offseason in the NFL. I'm loving it.
Absolutely. And only 2 days in, Mike, we're no doubt going to see more. Again, we had a few needs, a few holes. We grabbed a few guys. We punched in some holes. But yet again, we're going to talk more here in a little bit on what it is that we still need and what might have opened up over the past 24 hours in needs due to another move that took place. But guys, I want to start on Patrick Queen. This was the first thing that happened yesterday after we were off the air. Of course, you know, it had to wait till we were off the air and then it happened.
Yeah.
So, a
Always.
couple of things, my couple of observations that I made. I remember this from a couple of years ago. It was 2020. It was the first trip that Baltimore made to Pittsburgh with Patrick Queen on the team and Coach T. I remember this going down, and I remember thinking to myself, wow, we were interested in Patrick Queen initially. Baltimore snatched him up, and Coach T yells to Patrick Queen across the field. He says, "You're not a Raven, man. You're supposed to be here. You're not one of them."
Yeah.
And you know what? It's no surprise to me that we went out and got him after it happened, and after I was reminded that that was said. I thought, you know what? This makes a lot of sense, Mike. Patrick Queen, what kind of impact does he make on this defense next season?
He's going to be the guy that, will finally people will stop saying, what are we going to get our next Ryan Shazier? Who's going to replace Ryan Shazier finally? This
I
guy
agree.
is. He flies sideline to sideline. He can
Mike, was this
play.
better than you even imagined?
Yes, because this is why I didn't bring him up yesterday. This is why I said Willie Gay. I
Me
never
either.
thought we would be in on Patrick Queen. Because they were talking about him potentially making $18 million a year. I thought he would be way out of our price range. So that's why he wasn't even on my radar. I wanted us to get him. I think we talked about this last year, how great he would look as a Steeler. But I thought this was a pipe dream. Now that it
Mike,
happened,
they had
I'm
him
loving it
chalked up
even
going
more
to
and more.
Dallas, which I think makes this even funnier. A lot of
Yeah,
people had him going to Dallas,
because I
and the
thought that would have
fact
been a
that
great
Dallas
fit for
didn't get
Dallas.
him and he came here, the fact that the Ravens don't have him anymore and he
Yeah.
came here, this makes this deal so much more
The
sweeter.
sweeter.
I am set to go
Yeah.
get a Patrick Queen shirt as soon as I can find one. This move made my
Yeah.
year.
And the contract, the way it's set up, we're not paying a lot of money this year.
No.
Towards the
No.
salary cap. He'll get the signing bonus, blah, blah, blah. But it's set up to where I think after year two, if it doesn't work out, cut him and you don't lose a lot of money. So it's a great contract, win-win for the Steelers and for him because he gets a decent amount of guaranteed money. But I think just on the field, him and Landon Robbins are just gonna be
Oh.
flying all over the place,
Oh.
killing people. You get Cole Holcomb back. That's a nice threesome. You want to see, can our boy Mark Roberts, can he make that jump? Finally make
Right.
that jump from a seventh round pick to being a good rotational player. It helps this linebacking core so much. And this guy, he ha hasn't missed a single game in his career. Wood. Usually we get the guys who all injuries here, there. Now this guy's been
This is going out
healthy.
and getting the new car.
Ooh,
This ain't going to
yeah.
the
This
used
is getting
car. This ain't going and buying the lemon like we did might we might
no.
have done last year.
No.
Mike, this is going out and getting that brand new Cadillac.
Yeah, it is. And this puts me in mind, we haven't made a move like this since James Ferrier.
And you know, Mike, and we got to
And James
say,
Ferrier wasn't as good as James Ferrier was a damn good linebacker, but he's not. Patrick Queen is just so much more athletic and explosive.
And we just
This
said this
guy's gonna
just
be great.
yesterday about the quarterback. So, I mean, the two moves that we made so far in free agency this year are by far the two biggest moves that
Yeah.
I've ever seen in free
Yep.
agency here in
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, Mike.
Yeah. And both moves were cost effective.
Right.
$1 million for starting quarterback.
Where has Omar Khan been our whole lives?
Cooking the books in the
I,
background. He
yeah.
should have been GM for a long time ago.
The
But yeah,
fact,
this
yeah, go
is just
ahead.
it, no, there's like, his average value on his contract is like 13 mil a year. People thought he was going to get 18 mil a year. That's a huge saving. Now we can spend money elsewhere and get, improve the team overall. And he's going to make that defense so much better. And ooh, that defense has no excuse now.
Coach, Marlon Humphrey,
Right.
the teammate of Patrick Queen, he makes comments, says, "My chest hurts after hearing about the decision that Patrick Queen made to go to Pittsburgh." As Mike stated earlier in the show, yes, this is going on more and more and more.
Yeah.
You never used to see players go from one rival team to
Yeah.
another unless they weren't an impact player. You could see Arthur Millette go
Yeah.
to Baltimore and it not even ring
Yeah.
twice in your mind. You know what? They laughed when they got Arthur Millette. Guess what? We're laughing now.
Yeah.
Patrick Queen, they're opening up the Mike. They said yesterday that Patrick Queen is going to help them open up that bully style.
Yep.
You know, we need people to fear this
Who's yeah.
defense again. And let me ask you just off the top, and we'll get more into it. Mike, do you think the moves we made so far in this year's free agency? And as I said, we still have a ways to go in free agency. And also, we have the draft coming up next month. Mike, do you find yourself giving this team any more of a chance in the playoffs with the additions that we've made thus far?
I'm still right now. I'm holding the same, making it to the playoffs because we haven't Maybe addressed anything win. On the offensive line yet.
Okay, I'll get more into that.
Yeah, we'll get more into that. But like right now, I'm loving what we're doing. It's the right building blocks, the right pieces. You're ticking off all the boxes that you checked for what we need to improve as a team. I'm liking it, but you know, there's still more to be done. But you know, it's only what day? You know, we're finally at in what. Five it isn't and a even half hours. We're hitting the yet, official Mike. Start of free yeah. agency. There's not even the new league year yet, so it's hard to complain. Right now is the time to be excited.
So the thing I want to say to make that transition switch from one thing to another is thanks, Baltimore.
Thank you, also, Baltimore.
Absolutely,
thank you, Baltimore.
Let's talk about this Deontay Johnson trade. I'm going to say that I wasn't surprised overall.
Yeah.
It caught me off guard when it happened. Of course, yesterday, Deontay Johnson was traded off to Carolina for cornerback Dante Jackson. Now, my first thought in this whole when I seen this, Mike, was if this isn't what was the guy over in the Penn State Jackson? What was the guy's name? The Chad Powers in the
Chad
Penn
Powers.
State commercials.
Yeah.
I thought when I seen this guy, I thought, wait a minute, Deontay Johnson. Dante Jackson. They both have the long dreads.
Yeah.
And guess what? You know what? Even if they are pulling a quick one on us, and it is Deontay Johnson over on that side of the ball because he can't catch, they made him a DB, like we always say. What is a DB? It's a receiver who can't catch. Now he can run backwards on every play at that DB position, backpedaling, all kind of backwards running for Deontay. But no, that is not the case. He did get traded away. We did get Dante Jackson, who's a cornerback. Mike, we also get a sixth round pick from the deal. It's the 178th overall. Carolina gets our seventh round pick, which is 240 overall. Deontay Johnson, he's owed a $3 million roster bonus from the Steelers, which will be paid by the Carolina Panthers. So again, Omar Khan, the con man, does it again. Mike, at first I was kind of skeptical. I was like, well, you know, I don't know much about this guy. You hear a lot of the big names going around for cornerbacks. He's got 14 interceptions in his five-year career and 303 tackles. Mike, can you tell me a little bit more about Dante Jackson?
Looking at those numbers, it's very eye-popping. I did some more research. This year was a huge drop-off for him.
This was his down year. I did notice that.
Yeah, the picks weren't there. His play reminds us a lot of Levi Wallace. He was getting burnt a lot, very inconsistent in his play. But hopefully it was just a one-year drought and he'll revert back to form. That was like my big concern. It's like he played really well. He was really solid. But, you know, that team down there was bad.
It was just a
bad team. So was it him trying to do too much?
Like I was looking at that team briefly. Their defense had 27 sacks on the season. We had one guy who had 19 sacks on the season. Yeah. Carolina is very, 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 very bad team.
Their defense was Brian Burns, and he was only able to do so much.
So for this cat to have, you know, 14 hits on a very bad team, you know, that's
it's hard to tell. Yeah, was it him? Was it the circumstances? So we'll see. And this guy has a roster bonus due as well too. And they're talking about maybe extending him to move that bonus around and blah blah blah. So we'll see. But I still think we need to upgrade the corner position other than him, just to be safe. He is a burner. He can run fast. At least he did in college when he was coming out. But you know, he's 28.
Where's
now.
He out of, Mike?
LSU.
Okay.
He was former second round pick. Ran like a 4.342 something 40. But you know, is age catching up to him, or is it just a bad team down there that caught up to him finally? So we'll see what we can do with him.
Again, 14 interceptions in five seasons.
Yeah.
On a bad team, and you're doing something good. 303 tackles, you're doing something good as a cornerback. Come on.
Yeah. And this was the only year he didn't have any interceptions. So we'll see. But yeah, like media and fan reaction on him down there, it was split. Yeah, it was someone who had a down year, or no, this guy just sucks. So it's up in the air.
Well, they
a lot of Levi Wallace comparisons, which is kind of
I don't mind that. I got to be honest. I don't mind that. I would like to see something a little better, but I'm okay with having Levi Wallace type player in your group because you know what? Levi Wallace, a lot of times, on top of the few times you did see him get burned, there was a lot of times you didn't hear his name again,
Yeah,
which
which
is a
is
good
good.
thing.
Yeah,
So
so it's
I
going to be a
didn't
crapshoot.
hate Levi's time here. I didn't hate
Neither
it.
did I. It's going to be a crapshoot with this
But
guy.
they'll meet Deontay Johnson. As I said, I wasn't surprised the moment that I thought that he was going to be gone, and this is my God honest truth, and I'm not even trying to debate anybody. I thought whenever he walked past that fumble, I just there's he's this guy, it's always something with him, and I just know that Omar Khan's is very serious about building this football team. I was not surprised. The only surprise that I was that it happened as soon as it did. I thought maybe it would happen a little bit down the road, but you know what? He got some draft picks moving around. He got a cornerback, and but as we said earlier, it does open up another hole, and we will be getting into that shortly, guys. Russell Wilson, Johnston, the kicker, Patrick
Patrick
Queen,
Queen.
and Dante Jackson are the four new additions to this Pittsburgh Steelers team. Mike, so far the moves that are made, the people that we picked up over day one and day two. Again, free agency hasn't started and it won't start for another 4.5 hours. Officially, Mike, what do you give these four gentlemen that are coming to the team? What kind of grade do you give Omar Khan for pulling what he's pulled so far? And are you surprised at how accelerated, especially with big names, are going here with Pittsburgh and the free agency so far?
Yeah, I'll answer the second part first. I'm very surprised of, like the big names that we got. Russell Wilson, that's something we spoke about. Like maybe if it can happen, maybe if he'll take the vet minimum. I never thought he would. He did. That's awesome. Like Patrick Queen, like I said, we talked about during the season how he would look great in black and gold, but never thought it would happen because we thought
Never
the
thought it
value
would
would be too
happen.
high.
Right. Plus he's a
So,
Raven and you know
oh,
that.
I'm loving it. Like the aggressive moves, Omar Khan, Andy Weedle, these guys are new age front office, not like, Kevin Colbert. So I'm loving that. The grades, oh, man. Up until the trade and what we got in return, I was going to go A. I'm thinking a high B plus, borderline A, just because that corner, it's just me personally, he's not the corner I wanted, wasn't even on the
Mike,
radar.
we don't have a our cornerback has one
Yeah, I
interception
know.
in 5 years. This guy's 14 interceptions in 5 years.
Yeah, but
You know what I
his
mean?
cover
How could you
started
like
to
one guy and
degrade
not like
last
the
year
other? What's
because his
that?
cover skills started to degrade from what I'm seeing. But I'm willing to let it play out. And if he turns it around,
Yeah.
there's that guy, I'll love it. But right now,
I say, hey, there's no way that you can't give this addition so far, these additions an A, on for a couple reasons. Russell Wilson is a Hall of Famer. Russell Wilson, I'm going to get more into him in a few seconds. Come on, on the other
yeah.
hand, you get Patrick Queen, which I don't think
No
anybody expected the Steelers to
time.
land,
No.
included
No.
myself. They had him everything. I mean, they had him suited up in Dallas.
Yep.
And that was just annoying as it was, but I love the fact that we could be annoying back and we get him and Dallas doesn't. And the fact that Baltimore sees him go off to Pittsburgh, their rival. I mean, imagine, Ben Roethlisberger, any big name through the course of our history going off to Baltimore. It would be devastating as a Steeler fan. And I'm glad that we struck first. And if anything, Mike, I think that this sparks the rivalry,
Oh yeah,
even more once
even
season
more.
starts and the Ravens Steelers games start coming around. What do you
Oh yeah,
think?
especially their big fullback was like, oh, like love you Pat, but I can't wait to see you,
Yeah.
for twice a year to pancake you. So and like the their tight end Isaiah Likely was doing the same thing of hey, happy for you, but can't wait to play you. I'm gonna
Right.
hate you for these 2 weeks out of the
We
year.
can't wait to play them suckers
I know,
either.
and that just like real quick. Well, real quick, that shows the level of this is
Oh,
a true
absolutely.
rivalry. They respect each other and they can't wait to play and to beat the hell out of each other and leave it all out on the field. This is why the Steelers-Ravens rivalry is epic.
All right. Well, I guess we'll
I
accept
know,
that
I
as a rival,
it's the best rivalry in the NFL, bar
Russell
none.
Wilson, guys, he did announce that his jersey number here in Pittsburgh, it is not going to change. He's going to remain number three. He's going to be Jeff Reed. Jeff Reed is the old number three. Mike, anytime you think of number three on this team, Jeff Reed is who comes to mind. That's about to change, guys. You have a new quarterback in town. Some debate going on. And it's not much debate, just small, very, very small, minuscule micro debates of this being a bad move, in which I'm still trying to peel back the layers and see how on any level that this could be a bad move by bringing Russell Wilson in. One of the arguments I hear is, oh, so, you know, how is this going to improve your chances of beating the elites, beating Allen and beating Mahomes? Well, let me let you in on a little secret, guys. Last season, when he was on this bad Denver team, Russell Wilson managed to beat the Chiefs 24-9, and Russell Wilson also managed to beat the Bills 24-22. there you have it, guys. You know, people were saying you should have, you know, you got to stick with Kenny. You might want to go with the third stringer that's been on the team for 20 years. But you know what? At the end of the day, I don't care. This guy could have a prime season, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think he could have one of his better seasons, especially you're coming into an environment where, you know, football is it. You're coming in, and let's say he walks through the tunnel and the Heinz Field goes crazy and they love Russell Wilson. And, you know, you get that youth again.
Yeah.
And you just came out of a bad situation. Again, the guy is going to be a Hall of Famer. I think a 35-year-old quarterback could be very productive in the NFL if things are happening around him that are good. We are working on those things, making sure that they do happen. And the one fact that I did tell Mike the other day off the air is we never had a Hall of Fame quarterback that didn't win a Super Bowl in our black and gold uniform. So we kind of have that going for us. Mike, yeah. Russell Wilson, a little day two commentary. What do you think?
I'm liking it more and more, especially as
I am too.
Yeah, you think on this team, you know, he's not going to be asked to win every game,
right?
Kind of like he was in Denver. Here, you know, Arthur Smith can build that offense the way he did down in Tennessee. We're going to run the ball to open up the passing game, use the play action. Russ can still move out of the pocket. You can, you know, use that play action, use some bootlegs, get guys open downfield. He's still a good downfield thrower. And, you know, that's going to open up the game for George Pickens. It's going to open it up for Pat Freiermuth. Get those guys open, rely on that run game, and let him just manage the game. He doesn't have to go out there and be the hero like he kind of had to be in Denver. You know, just literally just become a game manager at this point in your career. You have two stud running backs, a wide receiver, if he can pull it all together, who can be a top 10 wide receiver in the league.
And the thing is, I think he's going to hold it together, Mike. I like the chances of George Pickens now that he doesn't have the other guy on the other side. Like I said, these guys, they need a little bit more of a professional work setting, in my opinion. I just think that there was a lot of things that went on when Deontay was here. I wish him all the luck in the world. But as I said, I'd like to see the group get tighter. I'd like to see the dumb things kind of dissipate. And I think George Pickens will improve by the other guy not being here. And again, at the end of the day, good luck, Deontay. I hope he has an amazing career. I hope he turns it around and turns it upfield and has a good career. But guys, so yesterday, good morning, Ralph on the board. How you doing, my friend? Yesterday we did make these moves. So this is, guys, this is our needs. So I'm going to give you the need list. You give me the wish list, and then we'll talk about what's going to be next.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we do need wide receiver number two. No two ways about it. Wide receiver two is on a backwards, flying forward, flying plane to Carolina as we speak. We also need our slot receiver because Mr. Robinson is gone as well. We need a center, which I think we're going to handle with our very first pick in the NFL draft. No, I'd put money on it. Also, safety. There's a few safeties roaming around out there. There's a few names. Also, a tackle, which you kind of summed up for me the other day. We'll talk a little bit more about the tackle position. And then also my defensive line. I don't think we could forget about the defensive line because at the end of the day, this defense is being built pretty strong. And we're working on the secondary. We're working on the linebacker core, which I think they're both making improvements. I think also somewhere at some point, you got to get another body on that defensive line that's a playmaking body. It's somebody that's a little bit that's able. There's a few guys that we've drafted over the past couple of years, a few guys that we do have hanging in the balance. We'll have to see how they play out. But, Mike, so the wide receiver two, slot, I'm gonna cross the center out just for the sake of believing that we're going to take that. So we're going to say wide receiver two, slot, tackle, safety, defensive line. Mike, those are our needs in my book. What's your wish list for those positions? And, Derpy, I'll get to you next.
God.
Wide receiver two, slot,
Wide receiver,
tackle, safety, defensive
yeah,
line.
wide receiver. I'm definitely going all in on Tyler Boyd. From what I read online, it looks like there is mutual interest between Boyd and the Steelers. I'd love to have him and George. I think that'd be a good 1-2 combo. Now,
Like, what do you
slot
think
versus.
about T. Higgins? I hear this name popping up every now and then.
I think we would
I
have to
mean,
give
the.
up. We would have to give up this year's first round pick to get him.
That's not happening.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No.
I know a lot of people were talking about Marquise Brown. I'm like,
Yeah, I was never really
I was
too
never
big
a big
on it.
fan of him. He has a great name, Hollywood Brown. What not to like about that? I just don't know. I'm just not sure if he's that guy. Another one might be Calvin Ridley. Keep him away from
That's one
Rivers.
that I keep popping up. I keep hearing as
But
well.
I think he God, I think I read something like he kind of wants to maybe go back to Jacksonville. So right now I'm looking at Tyler Boyd go there, slot receiver.
Do you think at this point in his career, Mike, could Tyler Boyd be an effective two receiver opposite side of George Pickens? Or do you think they would have him playing more slot and they'd go after another receiver as the number two?
Put him at the slot and get someone like God, who's the guy, Curtis Samuel out of Washington, but he's older, he's 28, so it could be those two guys, maybe someone else down the road, maybe like Derby, here you're talking about like Paris Campbell. Is he still out there?
He's still out there.
Reynolds.
Yeah.
Reynolds.
Reynolds. That would be a good
Yeah,
scene.
he's like Prince of Madonna. We only know him as Reynolds.
Yeah.
Mike, let's
Josh
scoot
Reynolds.
down to the safety position. Any safeties out there, which there's about three or four names that I keep hearing about every day. Any of these safeties on your wish list, and who do you think should be brought in to fill that position? Because as of right now, we don't have anybody.
Still top of my list is Justin Simmons and Jordan Whitehead. Those are my two
I
right
would
there.
agree.
Simmons, he's more of a free safety type, but
You're
Whitehead's
right.
more of that strong safety. But I'd still take Justin Simmons back there with Minkah, and you maybe he's still out there under the radar. Terrell Edmonds, bring him back as well. I love it.
I wouldn't
Bring
mind
in
that.
Simmons, bring in Terrell Edmonds. Edmonds and Minkah had that chemistry the way Ryan Clark and Troy Polamalu had that chemistry. They just had to look at each other and know, okay, Minkah, you're going to go do something crazy. I'll cover you. And they
Yeah.
have that bond. I would love to see that back. Add in Justin Simmons, that three-headed monster back there. Ooh.
Ron on the board. Yes, I agree with you 100%. The guys at the top, Omar Khan
Oh.
and Waddle, they have this under control. I'm not worried one bit. I'm thrilled more than anything. I'm enjoying this. Mike, let me ask you, the tackle position on offense and the defensive line, is there anybody that's standing out? Is there anybody that you have in your mind? Is there anybody, or do you think that these are also going to be areas that we're going to be maybe covering in the second round of the draft, perhaps in thereafter?
I'm probably looking at tackles in the draft. You got Tyron Smith out there, and he's still like on most people's board, but the number one rated player out there. He's tackle from Dallas, but he's going to want so much money. He might be out of our price range. Then after that, you're getting in, it's a bunch of mid-level guys. Like the next highest rated guy on most people's list is Jonah Williams, a tackle out of where did he come from? The Bengals, I believe. He's a
Are these guys that you feel would be any kind of upgrade, or Mike, or do
no,
you feel like?
I maybe an up slight Tyron Smith would be an up a huge
Oh,
upgrade.
yeah. I mean, beyond him, though.
Williams a slight upgrade over Dan Moore, but I think the Steelers are running back Dan Moore and Broderick Jones. I
Okay.
just have that feeling if they don't, I have a feeling they're going wide receiver in round one. I have a feeling they're making a move.
Interesting.
To get Roma Dunes from Washington. The rumors are they loved him, and I can see them making a move to
This
try
would
and
be
get him.
very interesting. That would
It'll
be
be very
that would
interesting,
yeah.
depending on what they do in free agency wide receiver wise.
Yeah.
They get one or two in there. I think they're going tackle center tackle in the draft.
Mike, with that being said, covering the positions, who's next? Take a stab at it. Nobody knows. It's up in the air. Who knows what these maniacs are going to do, what Omar Khan's going to do. Mike, let's say a move takes place this afternoon. Who's next? Who's coming here? And who do you think?
I'm thinking Tyler Boyd will be the big signing today.
Okay. Derpy, I'm going to come over to you a little bit here. I know that you have some names, some people that you're interested in that play the wide receiver position. We're talking about the number two spot and the slot spot are going to need to be occupado before the season starts. Who do you like, Derpy? Who would you like to see? Who's on your wish list for this particular need?
Well, I think Mike pretty much put it spot on, but I like Ridley, but obviously Mike already said he's probably going to go back to
Jacksonville.
Yeah. I wouldn't be opposed about Boyd at all.
You had a concern about Boyd, though.
He can get hurt a lot.
Okay. Interesting. Anybody else, Derby, as far as the receivers go? I know you like Reynolds.
Reynolds.
Boy, would that be the biggest inside joke we could use for the next 2 years if he came here?
Josh Reynolds.
Reynolds. Yeah, real quick, remember when, former Steelers Edmund Nelson, he would do the commentary, and when we had Isaac Redman, he'd be like, Redman!
Yeah.
And that's what this guy sounded like for Derpy. Sorry, Derpy, it just popped into my head.
Derpy, who do you like at the safety spot? Anybody have any particular safeties you got your eye on?
Simmons.
You like a lot of people like Simmons. A lot of people were looking at Simmons for the
I was answer. Looking at Poirier, but he already got signed, I believe.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he
see
went to
that
the Dolphins.
Well. Yeah. Another division switcher.
Yep.
Interesting.
Crazy.
What about anybody on the interior line, Derpy? Tackle or maybe even the defensive side of the ball? Any tackles or defensive linemen that you got your eye on? Anybody that you'd love to see wearing the black and gold next year?
I think everybody that I was looking at already has been taken. But I
tell you what,
them
linemen
in the
move
draft.
Fast. Them linemen
we'll
move fast
in the
preseason. What, yeah, get it in the draft.
Right. Exactly.
Mike, at this moment, who is our starting defensive line? Please remind me, refresh my
it's
memory.
It's going to be what? Ogunjobi, Keanu Benton, and Clam.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right there. Then you got Fehoko backing up. I know there was talk, I don't know if it happened yet, but Eric Armstead from the 49ers, there was talk about him being released.
Yeah, I heard he's already out. Yeah, he'll be available.
Yeah, he's older. He's like 30, but he can still play.
On a 1 year,
2 year deal.
I think that improves your defensive line. Absolutely.
There's two other options. The Chargers are going to release Allen and Williams, probably.
The Keenan Allen and Mike Williams.
One of them is going to probably be released.
Wow. I take a Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I think he'd definitely take Keenan Allen.
You know?
In a heartbeat. I'm sure Omar Khan would, hypnotize him and convince him to work on the team.
Whatever
he's
doing,
everyone
I love
else.
It. I love it. He's like the Wizard of Oz. You don't see him.
Yeah.
But he's back there doing his thing. He's making it happen.
Yeah, he hypnotizes the player and the agent. I don't know what he's doing, but keep doing it.
Talk about a couple other moves in the NFL yesterday. Some big ones in the division. The Baltimore Ravens pick up Derrick Henry, which I'm personally not afraid of. Is a Steeler. There's a couple guys that the league fears,
but we have the Steelers controlling,
and they're both on the Ravens now. As a matter of fact, Derrick Henry, he's going to make that team better, of course. And you see what they do when they run the ball well over there. I'm not as concerned about him as maybe I should be, because again, I we've played these guys before and we've handled them both well before, but I think for us, I think we're going to be fine. I think for the rest of the league, they might just, Derrick Henry might go off. And the thing is, you have to sit back here where you're waiting these delays. And if Lamar Jackson still has the ball and you're waiting to see if it's going to be big ass Derrick Henry coming down the hole at you, mm-hmm. or Lamar Jackson taking off around the end with the football in his hand, they're going to cause a lot of problems for a lot of teams, especially teams that don't play them twice a year, especially teams that don't see them but every 4 years. They're going to put up some numbers this year, guys. Watch out for the Ravens. Mike, Derrick Henry to Baltimore.
I like it. I think it's a great fit for them, and I think it's a great fit for Lamar Jackson, not just like you said in those delayed handoffs of who's going where, but just now you have an established running back who doesn't miss games, barely takes time off the field, that can be that workhorse even this late into his career. And that's going to save Lamar from having to run on more and more designed runs to where you can just, I'm just going to hand it off to this guy. Good luck trying to stop him because he's still a damn good running back in this league, which, you know, his body's holding amazingly well. And that's just going to make Lamar better. He's not going to have to run it as much, prolong his career a little bit.
Yeah, that certainly helps him out. Mike, if you
I
do
got
see
something.
anything, maybe, as Ralph is commenting, I mean, he is
I'm
throwing
sorry.
some good names on the board. Don't
Javon
hesitate.
Kinlaw, yeah, that's
Don't
another good one.
hesitate to respond, because I am kind of just I'm going,
Yeah.
I'm looking, and
Yeah,
like I said,
I was checking some like
he is throwing some
defensive
good
line
names out
guys. I
there.
got
So,
something.
yeah, Derpy.
Fletcher Cox retired after him.
I did see Fletcher Cox retire
Yeah.
yesterday.
Your
Good,
Hunter
Derpy.
Renfrow was just released.
Okay.
That wouldn't be a bad signing. That would not be a bad signing at all.
Also, guys, Jameis Winston to the Browns.
I like it.
They're playing.
I like Jameis Winston. I've always liked Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I mean, come on, let's be honest. His career really never turned into anything, especially coming in when he was in college, people expected huge things from him when he was
Yeah.
playing down at Florida State. But he goes to the Browns. They seem to have a little bit of everything right now at quarterback.
Yeah.
And finally, this other position I want to talk about. Of course, there's been millions of moves, Mike. But as far as what we're going to talk about and sort of relevance to the show, the Danielle Hunter. He went to the Texans yesterday. Remember, we were talking out of Minnesota, saying how great they would be if they had those two players, him and the guy from Miami. But
Yeah.
Hunter is going; he's on the move to the Houston Texans as we
That's
speak.
a damn good move for the Houston Texans right there. Wait,
Absolutely,
oh
man.
God, you're gonna have him,
You
you're
gotta
gonna
like what
have
they're doing.
Will
I tell you
Anderson
what, the
Jr.
AFC is getting very strong, and it
Yep.
wasn't like they were the stronger conference to begin with. Now your teams that wasn't strong as of last year. Now Houston's a competitor. See, the Chargers, they're going to be a turnaround team. The Steelers are going to be a turnaround team.
Yeah.
There's a handful of teams that are going to be that are making their way up. However, there's teams like Buffalo who lost a lot in this
Oh,
free
yeah.
agency so far. So it makes you wonder how they're going to play, being that they weren't exactly great last year. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Buffalo Bills become. They still have their core guy, as when we had Ben year after year after year. You lose players, you're still going to be somewhat in every game because you do have your guy. And so, but the AFC is looking really strong to me. Let's move on to a couple other things. Like, we will come back to football, of course, because there is a lot of sports going on here in Western Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh. So I do want to touch on everything. I don't want to leave anybody out. Mike, the Pitt Panthers, they will play the winner of Notre Dame and Wake Forest. Yesterday, Notre Dame beat Georgia Tech. They moved to the next round to play Wake Forest, which is today at 2:30. The winner of that game goes on to play Pitt tomorrow at 2:30, and in that round of the ACC tournament. Penguins back in action last night. They drop another one. Yet this one was in overtime. They didn't
Yeah.
get dominated. They didn't get blown out. They
No.
scored with 22.6 seconds.
Yep.
Newly acquired Bunting got the
Bunting.
goal with 22-6 left in the game. Ties it up 1-1. They go to overtime. They lose to the Senators 2-1. The Penguins are now 28-27-9. They play the Sharks at home tomorrow night at 7.
Hey, a
Yeah.
tie is better than a loss. We get the loser point, build
That's
a little
right.
momentum. Yeah, let's
I'll
go,
tell you.
boys.
Mike, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they win yesterday 5-1. It was no surprise that they kept hitting more and more and more home runs. They hit three out yesterday. O'Neal Cruz hits another one. Jack Suwinski hits another one. McKinney, that is 34 now for the major league leading spring training Pirates when it comes to home runs. They have 34 home runs. Mike, they are back in action today against the Blue Jays at 107 if you want to check them guys out.
Let's go, Buccos. I'm starting to get Bucco fever here a little bit. Weather they're playing.
I
You
got
got a
some
selfie.
I got some shit yesterday because I called them the Berg Bombers. Remember the Bronx Bombers?
Yeah.
So somebody gave me a little. They said that it reminded them of last year. I don't know what it reminded them of last year when the Pirates started off good and everybody got excited and then they
You're
fell
talking
off.
about like they were kind of like
But
a.
you know what? This team, it does have a nice feel to it. There are better. I think that the team, once you have O'Neal Cruz back in the lineup, what Henry Davis is able to do to the ball this year, and a few other things that are going on, I do feel I hope that they'll be better this year. But there is a long, long, long hot summer ahead of us,
Oh,
so
yeah.
that just remains to be seen. Also, Mike, the UFL back in action. Spring football starts March 30th. That's right, March 30th. We have UFL action. The Pittsburgh Maulers will not be part of this year's league, which,
R.I.P.
You know, I'm okay with that. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I was really getting into it. Our team made it to the championship, lost to a really good quarterback and a really good team, but they will not be involved this time around. But you never know what the future holds. Let's keep supporting the UFL, and that's the only chance you ever get your Maulers back is if the league survives. So
you know what? The football wasn't that bad. Once they started, especially the XFL, as that season went on, they got stronger and stronger, and the UFL was really sloppy at first. By the end, though, the teams were looking pretty good. Wasn't bad football. I liked it. It satiates that craving for football.
Mike, and I forget what the number is. It's like 1.9%. Show yesterday, somebody said only like 1.9% of the kids that go to college and now go into the pros. So you know what? There's a lot of kids out there that aren't making their way to pro football. I love the spring league because there's a lot of kids out there that probably deserve to be there, but there's just not enough spaces and spots for them in the NFL. Best of luck to them. Best of luck to the UFL. I am a fan and we will be supporting. Also, Mike, let me jump back to the Pirates. USA Today did name PNC Park the number one ballpark in America. I don't know. It's always been talked very highly of and given these, these accolades. But USA Today comes out yesterday and does name them the number one ballpark in America,
Mike. Hey, we got that. We got that going for us. And maybe if he's lucky, Henry Davis will be able to go to the number one ballpark at the beginning of the season and not have to toil in the minors.
What a nightmare. You know, I'm not even looking forward to that, guys. It seems
I'm not trying to bring a downer on a very uplifting show today, but, you know.
We got about halfway through the spring training left to go, so let's see how things play out. But won't be long now, guys. It's going to be April. It'll be here. Also, in the PIAA state playoffs, boys basketball, our two teams here in Beaver County. Lincoln Park does get a win yesterday. They could play against Uniontown, who Uniontown is a team that Lincoln Park knocked out last year in the state, en route to the state championship. Very close game. They expected it to be close again this year. No surprise, Lincoln Park wins 66-62. And probably one of the closer games that LP play this year. But they do move on to the third round, three rounds out of five in their quest to defend their state championship. Back at it tonight is the Aliquippa Quips. They play Eisenhower at 7 o'clock p.m. That game's at Edinburgh University. Get up there or cheer on your Aliquippa Quips, baby. That's our last two boys teams from the Beaver County area. Yep. There's plenty of teams left from the Whippeal overall, District 7. But those are our two teams, Lincoln Park, Aliquippa. Let's go, guys.
Let's go.
So, Mike, all in all, today it's official. And you know what? I got one more quick one. Le'Veon Bell predicts Paul Logan will knock Mike Tyson out. Mike, what do you think about this? What do you think about Le'Veon Bell's prediction? Do you agree with him?
No. Tyson is what? Pushing 60?
57.
Yeah. Can he take the hit? Looks like he can still deliver the hit. Like, can he take the blow? But I think Lev may have been smoking just a bit too much when he hit center. Right.
What do you think, Derpy?
I think Mike's put it spot on.
All right.
As I always do, Derpy. Am I ever wrong, Derpy? Have I ever steered you wrong in life, Derpy?
So
the silence says yes. The silence says
you
yes.
Never know, Derpy left for the day or what the hell's going on with him when there's silence. So, Mike, so the big stories today, guys, of course, are Patrick Queen. He is the new Steeler inside linebacker. He'll be with us for three seasons at least on a $41 million deal. We stole him right out of the Dallas Cowboys' hands, and boy, does it feel good. We took him right from the heart of the Baltimore Ravens. Boy, does it feel good. Also, Mike, we trade away Deontay Johnson for Dante Jackson. I think this is guys' doppelganger. I don't know what these guys are doing with the Bill Burr and with Deontay's doppelganger.
You know,
free agency this year, but something weird is going on. The stars are lining up. Mike, so these big stories here, of course, Russell Wilson yesterday. The mic is yours. The floor is yours, buddy.
These are really, really good news. I'm liking them. They're solid. They're getting the team together that they want, that they envision. that can actually, you know, do some damage in the playoffs. My big thing is, though, like, we still need another, at least two more wide receivers. Envision one in free agency. Wouldn't it surprise me, one in the draft, maybe third round pick, fourth round pick in that area.
Because let's say you get your number two, you get your guy opposite George Pickens. And I don't think filling Robinson's spot's that big of a deal, because you also have Calvin Austin III,
who I
predict to see a lot more playing time this year, with given the situation and having another year under his belt, Mike.
Yeah, but for me, he's more of that stretch the field type guy, that home run guy. You know, yeah, we'll have Freiermuth for across the middle, but I want another bigger body receiver to be that guy to go across the middle, help out in the run blocking game when we need it. But you know, we'll see what we do there. Still, I'm kind of just nervous that we did not address anything on the offensive line. I'm worried, like, are we going to miss out on one of those centers in the draft if we don't get Jackson in the first round? Are we going to wait to maybe pick up Frazier in the second?
Or, how many, you know, 6th round picks do we have, Mike?
Do we have
3 now, or is it, because I know we had none in the
we have,
none in the
we
fifth
have
or none
three
in the fourth.
Round picks. We have we don't
so
have,
we
don't
have an
have
accumulation
fifth.
Of these 6th round picks. Mike, can we turn this into something so we're not so worried in the first round about not getting our center? We could make something happen, maybe give somebody a pick to move up. Is that in the books?
Yeah, probably. It wouldn't surprise me if we use the first, a 6th round, and maybe a pick from next year in like that 4th round range as a sweetener to move up a couple places. To go get JPJ if he's there, that's the guy we want.
I don't think that I don't think they're going to miss. I think they're going to do what they
yeah.
have to do to get that guy.
Yeah.
And let's just
so.
Say something crazy does happen, Mike, in the process. I do think that they won't hesitate to grab Zach Frazier
yeah.
off the shelf if
no,
that
no,
does
no.
happen.
Like if they have to, I can see them trading back in the first. If they miss out on JPJ,
yeah.
trade back down in the first, pick Frazier there.
Yeah,
do something
I
like
agree.
Because there's tackles that they can get in the second. That might
right.
not start right away, but you kind of do what you did with Roger. Bring him along slow, and then play him on. Because you can serve, I think you can. Dan Moore gets a lot of hate, but remember that those first 4 weeks, he went up against 4 of the best edge rushers in the NFL and gave up 1 sack.
Are you happy with Dan Moore?
I'm
say,
okay.
Say we're moving forward, Mike,
okay.
next year,
okay.
and we build this team. These guys do this amazing job. They build this
yeah.
team. We get into the playoffs. They start talking about the strengths and weaknesses of the Pittsburgh Steelers mm-hmm. and matchups. Would you be okay with Dan Moore filling that spot? Or do you feel that it's a need with a capital
a
N?
It's a need. I'd rather have Broderick over there. Dan Moore, I don't think he has the ability to really. If he gets a full training camp at right tackle, I'd be more comfortable with him over there.
Yeah, right.
But I want to tackle. My ideal draft would be like Mims in the first round, move up into the second, grab Frazier at the top of the second round.
If you could pull that off, I'd be totally
yeah.
fine with that. I would be totally fine
and
with
like
that.
Dan Moore gets so much hate on from the fans and the media in this town for a 5th round pick. He's not a bad left tackle. He doesn't give up a lot of sacks. You know, he plays his best against the best edge rushers in the NFL.
Brian, good afternoon. Brian on the board. He says Dan Moore Jr. needs to go. So, you know, I tend to agree with you. If you could get Mims and Frazier, or you could get JPJ in the first round and kind of go from there, that kind of seems to me where they are going. They've obviously taken care of a few of the other spots so far in free agency thus far. So it seems to me, if I had to guess right now, they're going to go offensive line heavy in rounds 1 and 2, probably. But you know what? There is the big question now. We do have 2 open spots at the wide receiver position, which I'm fine with these two. I'm totally fine with that. But now we have to go out and find those guys. We have to take a look, see what's out there. Derpy, I know that you've mentioned Calvin Ridley quite a few times up to this point. Mike, a couple guys that you had named, and then also and also Tyler Boyd, which is coming up often, and people say there seems to be mutual interest in that, which I would be totally fine having Tyler Boyd come playing either the number 2 or the inside slot. That's fine with me. Mike, anything else about the defensive line? Of course, we named the starting defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
It's an aging defensive line.
Yeah.
Anything up your sleeve for the defensive line?
My wing and a prayer is Eric Armstead gets released and we grab him. And that's
yeah.
my big
Well,
that's my
that'd
big
be
prayer.
that'd be
We
good
get
best
him.
case scenario.
Yeah, he even though you know he's older, but I still think he would be an upgrade over Ogunjobi
Be more
or even Cam
progressive.
Haver.
Yeah.
But how much is he gonna cost? That's the problem with the contract
Yeah.
with Cam and the contract with Ogunjobi. I don't think we're gonna get another starter. I think they're gonna go with those guys as our starter and look for someone in that Fehoko type range, or maybe in the Keanu Benton type guy in the draft.
All right. Mike, why don't you go and tell everybody about the website?
TheTwoDumbNinjas.com. Over there, we got the blog. We got the merch store. We got all of our social links all at TheTwoDumbNinjas.com. And like I said yesterday, I'm healthy again. Look for a new blog post this week.
All right. Go check it out,
you can
everybody.
Actually do some writing.
www.TheTwoDumbNinjas.com. That's www.TheTwoDumbNinjas.com. Go check it out. A bunch of cool stuff going on over there. Question of the day, guys. And you know what? I did this because I'm very happy with the Baltimore Ravens today. I'm very happy because we got to steal their heart, their soul of their defense. Guys, their defense. Nothing
their salty tears.
Exemplifies the Baltimore Ravens more than their defense. And to reach your hand in and grab their heart and pull it out, that only leads me to a Baltimore Ravens Pittsburgh Steeler trivia question for the day, guys. You ready, Derpy? You ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
Put your thinking caps on, guys, on the board. Here we go. The question of the day. This is a Ravens and Steelers question, and it goes like this. What is the Steelers' all-time playoff record against the Baltimore Ravens? Ooh. Guys, the question is, what is the Steelers' playoff record all-time against the Baltimore Ravens? Think about it. If you want options, choices, I'll give them to you. Mull it over for a minute. We are live. We're live 5 days a week, everybody, Monday through Friday, right here, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. That is Eastern time, guys, every single day. And the brand new show that we do every single day from 11 to 12, it also gets uploaded over to Spotify in podcast form. We do that at 8 o'clock in the evening. So every day, if you want to just listen to the show, maybe you don't have a chance to watch the show, the brand new live show that we do every day gets uploaded at 8 o'clock p.m. over on Spotify every day. Check it out. All right, guys, the question of the day is a Raven Steeler trivia question. And here it is. What is the Steelers' playoff record all time against the Baltimore Ravens? Mike, I'm going to start with you.
All right.
Does anybody need choices?
Yeah.
Oh, Derby.
Mike?
Yeah, fine. I'll take choices since Derby is.
After you gave Derby shit.
Well, yeah. I was just going to guess, man.
This is why you're the saltiest cracker I know. All right. So, Brian,
I want
on the,
that AB approved, by the way.
Brian on the board. No. Hey, AB improved. He got CTE. His approval don't mean shit. Listen, question of the day. What is the Steelers' playoff record against the Ravens all time? Brian on the board says 3-0. Mike, you did say you want the choices, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so here is your choices. A, 4-0. B, 3-1. C, 2-2. Or D, 1-3. 4-0, 3-1, 2-2, 1-3. Mike, which one do you think it is?
I'm taking A.
4-0. When would we have lost to the Ravens? Good question, Mike. So is this your final
That's my
answer?
Final answer. Yeah, that was going to be my answer before the choices. So I'm staying with it.
All right. So Brian on the board says 3-0. Mike in the Steeler Mobile Studio says 4-0. Derpy, I'm going to come over to you. What's the Steelers' playoff record against the Ravens all time? Is it 4-0, 3-1, 2-2? Or 1-3. Mike says 4-0. Brian on the board says 3-0. What do you think?
I'm gonna go 4-0.
4-0 as well. Is this your final answer?
Yes.
All right, guys. Everyone's locked into place. Derpy says 4-0. Mike says 4-0. I'm gonna start by saying the only Ravens Steeler game I ever went to was a playoff loss. So I'm just going to put that out there before we do start. What is the Steelers playoff record against the Ravens all time? Your choices are 4-0, 3-1, 2-2, 1-3. Both guys said 4-0. Brian on the board said 3-0. My hint after, of course, was the only Ravens game I've ever been to was a Steeler loss. And that does sum it up, guys. It was 3-1 is the Steelers all-time playoff record against the Ravens.
I don't remember that loss.
It's been quite a while. They got killed. They got murdered. And you know what?
It was terrible. Wasn't it one of the Ravens Super Bowl runs?
No. But they did beat us, and they did beat us big, and it was at home. And it sucked because seeing all those Raven fans after the game stick around when the stadium was empty and it was filled with black and purple, and it was so disgusting to see. I couldn't wait to get out of there. It was a blowout. It was like 31-14, or I don't remember exactly. But there you go, guys. That was the question of the day. Good job, and hopefully we could keep improving that and using their own players to help us do it.
You patch a tweet against them, baby.
Yes. Mike, anything before we start getting ready to take off for today?
Yeah. Steelers are at today they're at the pro day for Georgia. Even the Marius Mims, he's not participating. I think he tweaked a hammy. But they do have a center there, Cedric Van Pran. He's a guy you possibly get maybe in that third round if you miss out on JPJ and Zach Frazier. He's not in their caliber, but he still would be a solid starting center down the line. I don't know if he'd be a day one starter like those two. So if the Steelers decide to go wide receiver, corner in rounds 1 and 2, and then him or wide receiver, offensive tackle, center. So keep an eye on Cedric Van Pran. He might be a name you start hearing more and more as the draft comes up.
Derpy, anything before we get ready to take off, brother?
The con artist is coming.
All right, Mike, are the Steelers going to make any impact moves today?
I think Tyler Boyd is going to be the signing today.
Day one and day two, we have popping moves. Does it happen today?
Yeah, Tyler Boyd today is going to be the guy.
Today,
Tyler Boyd, today's your call?
Yeah, he's my call. Like I said earlier, I read there's like a bunch of interest between both parties. It would be awesome. You know, that's one of the few homecomings I would like to see someone from the area coming in. I'd like to see him and Jordan Whitehead come in. That would be a sweet deal. Get two homecomings for the price of one.
I agree. I would enjoy
both of them.
I would
like to see that immensely right there. But Tyler Boyd's my call.
Derpy, big moves, big splash moves today? Or do you think that today's going to be a dry one after a red-hot start for the Steelers in free agency?
I think they do something today. I think it's Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd today, guys? Both you guys think that?
Yeah.
All right.
Tyler Boyd all the way.
My thing is, this is not sports related. I found this story while looking for some things yesterday. Check this out, guys. This woman, I forget what her last name was. Her first name was Anita. Up in Detroit, woman sets record for giving birth to her 14th child by her 14th baby daddy. Now, this is basically a Guinness World Record in recorded history. So you might say, well, these tribal people, they have like a million. How you keep track of these things? This chick here, Anita something or other, she has had 14 kids with 14 baby daddies consecutively, one after another, after another, after another, all different baby daddies. It is in the Guinness Book of World Records. How do you like that?
You know what? She got the starting five and the bench.
That's right.
She got the whole baseball field, a starting pitcher, and a couple relief pitchers.
This is financial
planning for the future. She got two hockey teams ready to go, plus goalies.
There you go, Mike. If you're ever looking for that perfect matchup, there you go, Mike. Your name is Anita. She's out of Detroit.
You know what? If this was like that, the early 1900s. Oh, look at that family, 14 kids. Right. This is just the modern day version of that 14 kids. It's having 14 different guys instead of one guy. You know what?
Yeah. It's on between Jersey Shore and RuPaul and MTV. Keep your eye open. I do want to say thank you to everybody for checking us out. We appreciate each and every one of you.
Brian says he has an An alibi.
He is an
I'm
alibi.
sure.
We
I'm
appreciate
sure.
each and every one of you. As always, we wouldn't do it without you. We do want to give special thanks to everybody on the board as well. You guys always keep it interesting. Guys, anything else? Speak now. Forever hold your peace.
Tyler Boyd, we need you.
All right, guys. Today, free agency officially starts today in a little less than 4 hours. So keep your eye open, and we'll be back first thing tomorrow to talk all about everything that happens between now and then and more for Mike at the Steelers Central Mobile Studio. For Derpy, myself, the two dumb yinzers, everybody have a great hump day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Oh, no, 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 no.